Hello, this is Barbara Peters, and I'm talking to Mark DeKistrieck, who has come to visit us at the Poison Pen from his home in North Carolina. So the first good move is that you managed to get here despite the winter storm.
I did. It was an easy trip, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're always delighted to have you. So you've come to sign your latest, we're now calling it the Blackman Agency Investigation Novel.
That sounds great.
I had a really interesting conversation with Ace Atkins, to whom I gave a copy of your book, about the fact that the private eye genre is somewhat depleted at the moment. Within mystery, there are lots of subgenres, or crime fiction, as I like to call it. And back in the 90s, there was a huge private eye component. Women's sleuths, and regular, you know, Spencer and all those guys. But right now, there just aren't a lot of them. Do you have any thoughts about why that might be?
You know, I don't know. I think some of it is maybe variety of characters. You know, that just we now have lawyers and doctors and sleuths that are in other professions. That may be part of what it is. I hadn't really thought of it until you mentioned it, because there's characters that are drifters like Reacher, and you know, that are popular, that aren't official private eyes, that take on
no,
cases.
He's more like a paladin. He's more like Shane.
That's,
you know,
right.
The guy
right
who
into
rode,
town.
Yes, cleaned up town and left town. Ace and I were actually thinking that part of it is that the old private eye, you know, with shoe leather on pavement and, you know, those traditional things, following people and all the rest of it, has largely been replaced by electronics.
Cybercrime, and in your books, when you talk about people now writing contemporary, they just pick up their cell phones and research something or place a call, and that takes some of the... that shoe leather aspect of the process out of it.
So you've managed to overcome that in your Sam Blackman series, although it's not just Sam, because he has a partner named Nikayla Robertson. But the Blackman Agency actually operates in a more old school fashion.
And that's probably because I like private eyes and I like detectives. And also, from his background, he was a chief warrant officer before he was injured in the Iraq War, so he brings investigative talent, but there wasn't really a place for him to use that expertise except in those initial cases where he was a private citizen but with detective skills. And so it seemed natural to me that he would open up a private detective agency given his background.
I think it's very natural. I agree. What about Nikayla?
Well, Nikayla's backstory is that she was an insurance investigator and has more computer savvy, and I think is a complement to Sam and his more throwback, if you will, throwback techniques. And I like for them to work as a team, and that she finds stuff that I didn't want her to be his assistant. I wanted them on equal footing, and so she brings her own set of skills to their partnership. And then what happened was they, of course, then started their own personal relationship and fell in love, which adds another layer, I think, to their working.
So they are actually a mixed race couple in North Carolina, which would not have been possible not too many decades past, right? Because she's African-American and he is not. But it doesn't seem to raise any eyebrows in Asheville anymore.
Not anymore, but I still think there are areas in the state where it still can be an issue. So part of what happens, too, is that because for so many years, those relationships were actually illegal for interracial marriage. That there was a shift in the law, but still maybe some places it's still a problem.
That's my very favorite Supreme Court case title of all time. Loving versus Virginia was the case that decided that.
You couldn't make up a...
No, you really couldn't. I've always thought it was hilarious. But and that makes them, I think, an interesting couple. And speaking of shoe leather, Sam actually only has one real foot because he lost a lower leg in Iraq. And he has a prosthesis. He has two, actually, that allow him to do things. But he's always slightly handicapped physically, so he can't really do some of the, you know, heroic martial arts kinds of stuff that some investigators do.
No, he's... I chose that for two reasons. One is that's set in Asheville, North Carolina, a real place, real setting, and it has a large VA hospital there. So I wanted a character who was experiencing some sort of internal conflict as well. And so I thought, if I have someone who has been injured in the war, lost part of themselves, is trying to come to grips with that, it would be a place in Asheville, North Carolina, that could happen and put me in the setting that I wanted to be in. And so I think what's happened over the course of the books is that Sam has found a certain wholeness that he was seeking at the start of the book, and that's been interesting for me to see him develop along those lines.
I think you're right. The other thing I think is so outstanding about this series is that Asheville has such a rich cultural heritage, and you have woven it into all of the books, but you've looked in such a variety. We've had F. Scott Fitzgerald, we've had Thomas Wolfe, we've had, which is the poet? Is it
Carl Sandburg? Carl is about Sandburg. 20 miles away from,
right,
Asheville.
And then we've had the woman photographer.
Right, Doris Ullman.
Yep, and in this book you've got three things. You've got a Babe Ruth story, because he came to Asheville to play, but then was so ill from overindulgence that he couldn't play, which I thought was really fun. And then you've got it's Moog like Rogue. So you've got the Moog synthesizer.
Right.
That happened there. Then you've got Bela Bartok, the composer, who worked there and stayed there. And then you've got a woman who's really interesting, who's dragged into it. And tell us a little bit about her.
This is Wilma Dyckman.
Right, an environmentalist, like Rachel Carson.
An environmentalist, and who was published her book about 7 years before Silent Spring, and it was looking at river waters. She also was very much an advocate for social justice, and for, especially in the South, for the African American community. So she was a prolific writer. She won the very first Thomas Wolfe Literary Award back in 1955.
That.
She
wow.
did. Now that's the book that we're currently working
yes.
on.
But looking back, your first book, Black Man's Coffin, was that the one? Wasn't Thomas Wolfe part
yes,
of that?
Yes.
And also the amazing Biltmore House, which is, I think, just a remarkable. It's really almost America's only genuine English country house,
and
built by a Vanderbilt.
And for that book, that's usually I'll get emails or contact about people who either want to go to the Biltmore House or have been to the Biltmore mm-hmm. House and enjoyed the story because of that component.
That's Blackman's Coffin, which
that's
is
Blackman's
the first
Coffin.
Book in the series. But anyway, I used to live in eastern Tennessee and southwest Virginia, and I spent a lot of time in Asheville, so I've really enjoyed that whole...
We need to get you back.
Well, I'm
you
probably
need to come
a
back.
Desert rat now. But reading in this new book, the title of your new book is?
Is Murder in Rat Alley.
Murder in Rat Alley, because there is an alley in Asheville where it takes place. I think it's a fascinating story, and I love the way you brought the Pisgah National Forest and both satellite tracking and today weather tracking into a very complex book.
That that's one of those little facts that I didn't know about, and just happened to hear somebody talk about this Apollo tracking station. It was one of nine around the world for the mission, and then it turned into, when the Apollo program was over, it turned into a dark site for the NSA. Probably it's all classified, but it was supposedly everybody knew they were listening to Russian satellites, and now it's a museum and an active science learning place. They have summer camps and everything, so I thought I could use that as an element. And then Asheville houses the largest supply of weather data in the country. People don't realize that, and with climate change hitting us in every article, every day, in every newspaper, and seeing the impact of climate change, I thought that weather data is more and more crucial for scientists to be able to be making their calculations and improving their theses. So I say we because as my editor you helped me formulate that storyline, and we pulled those elements together in a story that goes back to a crime that happened back during the Apollo program, but is now generating crimes in the present. And I'm very pleased with that book.
I think it's a fabulous book. So we have a modern murder mystery. We have a cold case being worked on, and it's a spy novel. So you've achieved a miraculous fusion of these three elements. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but I'm glad we had a moment to talk about this, and I'm really looking forward to the next Sam Blackman.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.